that comes.
That's pretty common around here?
The maids are. The gardeners. People have gardeners once a week usually. But since we're changing the house, our yard around and everything, I've had a gardener for about the past 6 months every day. Mm-hmm. But most people will have maids, one or two. Mm-hmm. Most people have two maids.
Why two?
Because that's a good question. Because we need it. Well, one's a cook and the other one is the one that cleans the house and washes the clothes. Mm-hmm. And if you get one maid, she's too lonesome. She doesn't have anybody to talk to or anything, so she wants somebody to keep her company. And this is a problem. We've had this maid, the cook, we've had her for about 15 years, but we have to get another maid. And now it's just Joan, myself, and our one daughter here, so we don't need two maids. But so we offered to pay the other girl, the cook, twice as much. And she said no, she wouldn't want twice as much. She wanted another maid here at the house. So that's the problem.
Is that just a peculiarity of
the Mexican
people?
Yeah, it is. Especially in Mexico. In Mexico, here we'll have one or two maids. In Mexico, they'll have four or five maids. And since I lived over there, I know one maid does the cooking, and that's all she does is she doesn't go out of the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And then the other maid takes care of the house cleaning, and another maid takes care of the washing. And they don't interfere into each other's job, and even though you'll offer them twice as much, or, you know, if you fire one, you'll offer them that other person's salary, mm-hmm. If they'll do both jobs. And,
which they could do.
Yeah, easy. Because there's some that, you know, small families or anything, like our kids, most of our kids are in college, we just have one, one child here now. But then, in Mexico, this is not done. So you'll go to Mexico and you'll find five and six mates.
For a family of what?
Five people. And you'll have the maid that takes care, if there's a two-story home, you'll have a maid that takes care of the upstairs, which mm-hmm. would be the bedroom, and the maid just takes care of the dining room and the living room downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
This is very common.
What about if you have small children?
You have a nana, what they call a nana. That's the slang word. And that's all she does is take care of the children, dress the children, feed the children. So that's another maid.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't clean the house or anything. She takes care of the kids and that is it when they're small.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why you have so many maids when you have kids. Mm-hmm. And so the cook is the cook and she will not do anything else. And la recamarera, which is, there's actually not a word to translate, which is actually the bedroom keeper. Mm-hmm. Takes care of just the bedrooms and then there's another maid that just takes care of the living room and the dining room, and another maid that takes care of just the washing and ironing of the clothes, and the other maid takes care of the kids when you have small children.
What? How many folks did you have?
We had two maids. I had a nana, yeah. And you sort of grew up with her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's, you know, your second mother.
She's with you from?
When you're small, she'll sleep in the bedroom with you when you're a baby, you know. And this is, I can't understand this very much because I was brought up with a nana, and most of the people here were brought up by maids. But yet, the kids here, you don't see them spoiled, and you can take them out for dinner or for lunch, and they behave themselves, even though the parents play with the kids, and then you give them back to the nana and say, well, I'm going out, here's... And yet I see the people up north that do not have maids,
mm-hmm.
and their kids, I cannot stand them. In the restaurant, they're all over, running all over the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have any maids to take care of these kids. So I sure would have brought up my kids a lot better so they wouldn't run all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that should run all over the place are the ones that... what's the matter?
My shoes.
The ones that run all over the place.
Uh-huh.
The mother's with them 24 hours, so I sure wouldn't have spoiled kids mm-hmm. like that. And they don't listen to their mother or anything. I mean, I've never had to yell at my children or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've always told them, this is it, I don't want any arguments today. That's it. Mm-hmm. And most of the kids around here, it should be the opposite way the way it is. The people that don't have maids should have better mannered children
mm-hmm.
than the people that have maids. But I don't see it that way. And it's not that way. It's mm-hmm. not that I don't see it. It is not that way.